12 bit and a beep. Put your name in it so we can give you the credit. You can tweet, you can Facebook, you can email. And if you do call, you'll sound like you. Otherwise, Sarah Collins back at Media City. Happy to read out any comments that you care to make. Alongside me, and a man who, every time he sits down, he can't just sit down and relax. He will have his photo taken and sign about 50 autographs before he even says a word on air. But he loves it, and it's obvious that the fans love him. I have to say, Sean, good afternoon to you, but what a fantastic day for football today.
It is. It's a beautiful day. I mean, the sun's out, and yes, in Manchester, the sun is out. Nice, cool day, but it's a great day. Pitch is looking lovely, and I'm sure the boys, having been for a little break, will be looking to come back and kickstart and get a few goals to advance in the FA Cup.
What about getting back as late as he did yesterday, Sean? Would that concern you at all?
Well, I'm sure they would have given a lot of thought to it. You know, who's it for me to say? You know, as players, they would have loved the break. They would have loved to get the sunshine on the back, relax, and get away from it. But at the same time, they had a game over there. So in terms of getting back late, they would have given thought to the preparation and knowing that it's enough time. They feel it's enough time. I'm one of those who believe, you know, if we want excuses, we can find excuses. So no matter what time they got back, it was well within the time they feel that they can go on and still play well today.
Right, if you're a Manchester City fan, I've got double bubble for you here. Because alongside me, you know that the GOAT is going to be here. But next to him is a bloke who probably runs him quite close in terms of popular strikers of recent times at Manchester City. The legendary Uwe Rosler joins us at the press point at the Etihad. Good afternoon to you, Uwe.
Good afternoon, Jimmy.
So you're looking forward to the game. Are you a Cup fan? Are you an FA Cup fan, Uwe?
I don't think you find a bigger fan to the FA Cup than me. As a player, I really enjoyed my time playing in the FA Cup. At our time, we always played in front of full houses. That is obviously not anymore normally the case in FA Cup this time, but great memories as a player. Scored 4 goals against Notts County, and also the atmosphere was fantastic when we played Man United away in the FA Cup, one of the biggest experience I had as a player, and obviously my experience also as a manager with Brentford and with Wigan.
The thing is as well, and it's a drum I banged before, Uwe, if you're a footballer or a fan, yes, it may make financial sense and more financially important to finish 13th rather than 15th in the Premier League. But when you're talking to your grandkids 30 years from now, you'll want to talk about the day you played at Wembley or walked down Wembley Way as a supporter rather than the day you finished 13th in the league. It is about the romance of football a little bit, this, isn't it?
Definitely, and I think I came to English football because English football has a big tradition and the FA Cup has a big tradition. The FA Cup is the most competitive and for me the best cup competition in the world, you know, and we managers and players and also supporters, we have the responsibility to keep that tradition going. And I think from the manager's point, we have to always fill out our strongest team. We have to embrace the FA Cup. We have to sell that into our players and also into our club, to our CEO, for example, that the FA Cup is something special.
So, Uwe, in terms of yourself now, you're out of management. You've had a chance to lick your wounds. I take it, because you're a football man, you are now chomping at the bit for your next job.
I think I've been now 10 years working and managing. And I had my 4 years non-stop now in the Football League. And I think now is a welcome time for me to get some new ideas, to refresh my batteries, and also get some new inputs. I'm traveling a lot, especially to Germany now, watch a lot of German football. Borussia Dortmund, I've been in La Manga, watched them 5 days. I go in 2 weeks' time to Red Bull Leipzig, and getting new inputs, new ideas for football. I think that's very important when you be a manager.
I'm alongside Ian Cheeseman and former City striker Sean Goetz, but we've got a very special guest with us today, another City striker of renown, Uwe Rosler. Uwe, whenever I come here to the match with Sean, I know that if I see him 20 yards away, by the time he gets to me, it's going to take him 10 minutes by the time he's signed all the autographs, had his picture taken. I take it that's exactly the same for you whenever you come back.
Yeah, I think the faithful have never forgotten us or forgotten players who did well for the club. Over the years, I lived 8 years in Norway. I never broke the ties with the club, always kept in touch. came over on a regular basis to visit people, watching games, and obviously now City helped me a lot when I came over for good in 2010 to settle in England again, helping with my kids. My youngest one is now playing in the City Academy. So the ties was always strong, and even when I was managing other clubs.
Do you know your kids? Do they sound like me now? Are they Manx?
They're Manx, yeah.
Hey! Results, Sean,
yeah,
results.
Yeah. Speaking of his kids, I actually still go by and around the academy, and I saw his kid training, and he put a tackle on one of the lads, and I saw a bit of German in him because he slept.
He definitely has some German in him. He's born in Berlin.
Oh. Is it a thrill for you, though, Uwe, to see your lad playing for the club that you played for?
Yes, I think I'm very proud of that. I think he worked himself up. He doesn't get anything for free. He knows how hard it is to play for this fantastic football club now. It's a long, long road. He knows how difficult this road is, but he's fully committed, and he's born in Berlin. He speaks like a Mancunian, and he's a true blue.
That's a great combination. Berlin has got to be one of the great cities of the world. I remember going there in the 70s when the wall was still up, and it's got to be, or it had to be, the most exciting city in the world. It was just fascinating. But let's stick with football. You know, as a football manager, at some stage you're going to get the chop, and it happened at Wigan. But the club now seems to be in real dire straits. Do you worry about the possibility of them going down another level yet? I know it's not your job, Uwe, but you're bound to have some kind of affinity with him.
Yes, definitely, because I always counted or said in public that the Wigan job was my dream job. Worked in Brentford successfully for 2.5 years, but lived away from home. Wigan allowed me to work in the area. I love the Northwest, and I love to sleep at night in my own bed.
Yeah.
And also had Wigan. Ambitious football club who wants to go back to the Premiership. So there was everything in place for me, what I was looking for. Unfortunately, I mean, the first 7 months was poor success. And I always said after the season that we all together, the players, the staff, the manager, the chairman, we squeezed out in the 6-7 months every little drop what was in the group to make it happen. Starting from number 15 and getting into the playoffs and coming into the semi-final, losing on penalties over 120 minutes against Arsenal. So I knew this season would be difficult, and I spoke a lot about to the chairman, to the media, but nobody really wanted to listen to me because you know, the expectation was raised so high. After these 6 months, I probably was a little bit the victim of their own success. We couldn't keep certain players. We lost quality because of financial reasons, like a Bojajor, like a Jordi Gomez, like a Nick Powell. Long-term injuries, like Ben Watson and Chris McCann, who had not played a kick the ball for me this season. And the biggest thing was James McArthur. We lost him on the last day of the transfer window. So there was a lot of things going on, rebuilding in the group, rebuilding in the club, behind the scenes, in the structure. And obviously that takes time, and the results wasn't there. The expectation was very, very high. A little bit frustration came up, and got a wrong dynamic. And unfortunately that cost me my job. But I wish Wigan, truly, I wish them all the best. Because I still really appreciate the chance to manage Wigan, and Dave Phelan. It's very close to my heart. I wish him all the best. But obviously today is a massive game for them. They have to win today against Huddersfield. And when they're winning that one, I think they will make it.
Uwe, it's fascinating to talk to you. And I'm sure Sean and Ian and myself would quite happily talk to you right the way through till kickoff. But I know you have commitments and we'd, of course, Sean.
Yeah, one question I want to ask. Because I mean, every time I watch games with City, and I'm always harping on about it, and you're the ideal person to answer it. I think that City don't press is not enough when they play teams, and in particular when they play it yourselves back, and you got the win. It was a brilliant win by yourselves. How did you feel? Did you feel that they pressed you as a team, or did they allow you to play?
I felt when I saw the team was selected last year against us, I felt when I saw certain players, certain names on that team sheet, I knew we had a chance. By no means the team was very, very strong. Negredo, Aguero, Yaya, Clichy, whoever. There was a very strong team, but there was one or two players where we could. We worked the whole week in preparing, was hoping that those one or two players, I don't name them, was playing, because I felt we can gain advantage. And exactly that happened. We was lucky. Every team will be coming from the Championship or League One playing against Manchester City. Manchester City will natural, there's a human reaction, will underestimate the opponents. So this is, that is, and obviously you try to win the game on 80%, on 75%, but we were tackling very good. The players did an enormous amount of running, and we was brave when we had the ball. We attacked them and we pressured them. We stood higher than most of the teams.
Yes.
And when we had a 2-0 lead, then that is very difficult then to start playing again for the last 20 minutes. And then the time was running out, and in the last 10 minutes we also had a little bit luck. I mean, that when you want to get a result here, you need lady luck on your side as well. Yes.
Right, Uwe, watching you talk to Sean there, watching your eyes light up. You said all the right things about recharging your batteries. We get all that. But once you've recharged your batteries and refreshed your ideas, you are going to want to be back in that technical area, aren't you?
Yeah, that's my dream. And I think I deserve another chance on the Championship level. I've worked very hard to come on that level. And hopefully a chairman will recognize the job I did and give me a chance, because I think I have it in me.